fond memories I'll keep of happy ways that on earth we trod. And when I come, we will walk hand in hand as one in heaven in the family of God.
John from Lebanon told me that I'd better do a darn fine gospel set to make up for my playing inappropriate language on the air last week. So, John, I sure hope that gospel set shows you that I indeed am a penitent. Thank you, everybody who's been commenting to me during the course of the show. And thanks again to Clint Hoover for having come in to talk about his life as an itinerant harmonica player and how he migrated from the frozen north to frozen Pittsburgh. All right, what was in our gospel set? Merle Travis and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band did I Am a Pilgrim from that 3-record set that came out in 1972 on United Artists. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Still one of my favorite records of all time. Then we heard from the Bluegrass Side of the Family, Hot Rise, doing a live version of Hazel Dickens' Won't You Come and Sing for Me? And that was released in 2014 on a record called So Long of a Journey that pulled out from some of their earlier concerts. And then, because I know Karen from Kaiser and Bob from Pittsburgh, I like the Soul Stirrers. You heard the Soul Stirrers doing Wade in the Water. I played it from, what did I play it from? Joy in My Soul, the complete SAR recordings of the Soul Stirrers. And then the last thing you heard was from rock star Robert Plant, joined by Alison Krauss, doing Rosalie Watson, Doc Watson's wife's song, Your Long Journey. And that was from Robert Plant and Alison Krauss's 2007 record, Raising Sand. Your Long Journey, another absolute classic gospel song. Thank you, everybody, for having tuned in. I am Mando Richard. You can always drop me a note on Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, either Gmail or Yahoo. Everyone, be well, stay safe, be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. And I'll see you again next week on the radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. Join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email PR@WRCT.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and...
WICT Pittsburgh.
If you were still around, I'd hold you. I'd hold you. I'd shake you by the knee. Both hearts and both ears. If you were still around, you could write like a panther whatever got into your eyes. What kind of green blood swam you to your dream, to your dream?
Charge out mode.
Five.
Was passing by the door, a largey baked with alcohol on the floor. Above the band my voice was heard. Quite suddenly it had occurred to me, I'm bored with everything I touch and see. I'm bored with exposés of LSD. I'm bored with Frank Sinatra's new LP, and so I roared, I'm bored. Drinking different colored wines or beer.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Just quite frankly leaves me bored to tears
for souvenirs.
I'm quite apart from what one hears. I've been like this for years and years. You see, on me, I'm bored. With Mother Nature or her son, I'm bored. With everything that should be done. And so, I just poke out my big red tongue and I'm bored. Drawing board.
Sex is a drag.
In a boarding house, I dare say.
Ha!
You mean the airport originals, damn troll?
I'm bored to death.
Like mortar board.
I am bored, 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 I am bored.
This is boredom you can afford by Cyril Paul.
Julie Andrews film they've made. I'm just a nasty, narrow-minded jade. Don't think that I will smile at it. I'm not a weak-willed hypocrite, I'll say. I'm bored. I'm bored. With withered men and spotted eyes who hum. Toss and tune like Edelweiss. I'm bored. But when I hear it in a trice, I shout. I'm bored.
The only thing that ever interests me is me.
Me, 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 me.
Hi. Well, I'm not bored, and I hope you're not bored. We've got an interesting show for you today, meaning me. I have an interesting show for you today, and I want you to reflect. I want you to reflect on, with this lovely flute music in the background, about your friends, and about the friends you've lost. Now, you know, you lose friendships over time, you know, just by attrition, you know, childhood, school friends, work friends, you know, maybe you were the jag-off, maybe they were the jag-off, or just more probably, this is what happens over time, you know, people go different routes, different ways, different responsibilities, and they lose touch. Now, if you live long enough, you start losing friends also to mort, to death. And that's really a very sobering and sad realization. It truly is. And I mean, you know, it started happening to me when I was, I guess, in my mid-30s and escalated, you know, in decades since, and more friends going. I mean, it's not like an epidemic or anything like that, but, you know, it just is a reflective time that we're all getting older, you know, illnesses or chronic illnesses, you know, get the best of us sometimes, and it happens, but you cherish those friends, and you try to preserve their memories, and that's what I want to do today. I want to tell you about my friend Richard. And Richard, I met on social media on MySpace, I think back in like 2005, somewhere in the aughts, early aughts. And I didn't even know how we met. I mean, it was just a very fortuitous thing because I realized, I learned that he was a big fan of things that I was a big fan of, things that I put import to. Like, I guess our first connection was over the band The Fall. And he was a passionate fan, as was I. So, in time, we started to correspond. And, you know, this is during the time of writing letters. I don't even know if, I don't know. Maybe we corresponded by email. I just can't remember. But anyway, really interesting blossom to our friendship, because there are more and more things, you know, we had in common. I mean, he was a big Annette Peacock fan. I mean, who do you know besides me that is a big Annette Peacock fan? And Richard, you know, lived in England. And I think at that time he hadn't moved to Oxford anyway. Real interesting cat. He was in bands. And he had written a lyric, you know, in for one band he was in called The Relationships. And actually, I am featuring one of his songs in a latter part of the show, and I hope to make the announcement. But the group is called The Relationships, and he played bass as well. So, and he was a big reader. And, you know, another thing that we had an interest in was the literature, but in this particular case, Alfred Jarry, you know, who was a pre-Dadaist Looney Tune writer, playwright. He's the one responsible for the scandalous play Uber Roy. And so the other thing I found out is, you know, we had interesting, if not exactly the same band interests or performer interests, I looked to him as a guide because he had such an amazing, massive awareness of different obscure prog groups and avant groups. I mean, you know, he had a knowledge of avant-garde Japanese bands from the 1960s and early 70s. I mean, I never heard of them. And in time, what he would do is send me examples of these things. I mean, he would, you know, make dubs of them. And as a consequence, I have a big satchel of all these great things that he recorded for me. I mean, stuff that I probably would never have learned about because they were so obscure and so niche if it hadn't been for Richard. Richard was also a poet, and he was also a critic for Perfect Sound Forever. So, you know, when Richard spoke about a certain band that he really liked, my ears perked up and I listened. I have to say, you know, not all the things that he sent to me met with immediate interest and enjoyment. You know, some of them were seemingly so decidedly English in terms of, you know, their appeal. It's kind of hard to explain. You know, he had sent me, now the name is escaping me, but I really tried to you know, enjoy this performer, this band, and it just never coalesced, never connected. But anyway, most of the stuff he sent me was just incredible. It was like something from another planet, another sphere, another, you know, a parallel universe or something. I mean, he really had a good grasp and a very interesting grasp of obscurities out there. People doing experimental things, people just wigged out and weird and enjoyably so. And it was a great connection. Now, after a period of time and sending me constantly music, it kind of fell off. And, you know, you wonder why that happens. I mean, you know, you think that maybe it is, you know, maybe it is a case of people getting into something different. And that's always the, you know, that's, you know, really very understandable. But if you're a little bit insecure, you may think it was something you said or something you did or something you didn't do. I mean, the abrupt lapse in communication was really, really apparent. And I would make little furtive attempts to communicate with him, emails to him at that point, emailing. This was about 2011. And he had sent me, just before this, had sent me a ton of CDs he owned. I mean, like the official releases. I mean, incredibly rare stuff you couldn't get in America necessarily, or you know, cheaply in America. I mean, really good stuff. Guru Guru and, oh my gosh, I mean, just a ton of tons. ZNR, a ton of stuff. But anyway, and then it fell off for some reason. Don't know why. But, you know, he had told me that he had separated from his wife. He had a daughter. They sort of had a rocky relationship. The last couple emails that I got from him and postcards was that, you know, he was getting into Northern Soul. He was a big dancer and he had met a Spanish woman, and, you know, and so I figured, you know, this is just appropriate. I mean, he's picking up his life again. You know, he's in a different area. And, you know, but it was a pretty sizable chunk of time before I heard from him again. And when I did, well, I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But this show, here on in, is comprised of things that Richard sent to me, his favorite musics, and stuff that I love as well. So here you go.
Time. gaiement. Et je m'attable à la cuisine des conspirants, à mes risques et périls. C'est le branle-bas des courtes pointes, ces subterfuges de basse-cour qui soutiennent l'attention au détour des filatures. C'est le désespoir qui lance des flamèches, ces aiguilles du désir au regard des bisbilles qui s'alarment, crocodile. Flap ma bedaine, flap ma bedaine.
WRCT is supported by Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video is available at remastermedia.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Zumbling a brain. It's a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution every Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. A Course in Miracles. New Age Psychopapal. Satanic Seduction and everything in between. Frequencies and codes for cultivating inner awareness. Join DJ Mother God for spiritual instruction. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Road runner, going faster, miles an hour. Going right past the stop and shop with the radio on. I'm in love with modern mornings. I'm in love with modern late at night and bright suburban dawnings. If I have the radio on, I'll be a roadrunner. Twice. I'm in love with AM sound, and I'll be out all night. Roadrunner, that's right.
krank, wenn der Mensch hier drin ist, nicht so langsam wäre. Nimm die Brownies, ist doch mal das Türchen. Wenn der Mensch hier drin, dann hindert den Verkehr. Rascher Johnny, hey, rascher Johnny, hey, stimm mir an den Song vom anderen. Die Bretter wandern lang, jetzt gibt's keine Ruhe und kein Ruhe. Und kein Mensch mehr ist der Mandalay. Damals gab's noch Menschen auf der Welt. Und die waren eben wert ihr Geld. Jetzt ist eben nichts mehr auf der Welt in Ordnung. Und ein Puff wie dieses kennt man heute nicht mehr. Keine Browning mehr und auch kein Türchen. Wo kein Mensch ist, da ist doch kein Verkehr. Rascher Johnny, hey, rascher Johnny, hey, stimm mir an den.